I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work.
Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Check out the big brain on bread.
Movie Friday. Welcome to Rafer Guzman and Kristen Mines are our movie team. Rafer, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome, guys.
Happy Friday.
Hi, John.
Yes, indeed. Three movies we're going to talk about. First of all, he's back, Hugh Jackman, and he's not a French guy with a big vibrato. Listen.
You have 10 words. 10 words. To explain to me why you would want your fiancé killed by the Yakuza.
You do not have the faintest idea what's going on.
How many words was that?
9. 9.
You have 1 word left.
Wolverine of the X-Men franchise. Hugh Jackman plays the Wolverine. The range of this guy is extraordinary. Rafer, what did you think?
You know, I'm of the school of thought that I really don't want to see my superheroes wrestling with inner demons and, you know, turbulent psyches. I just want a guy who's going to deliver some punches and have some fun. And I think Hugh Jackman really does that well in The Wolverine. This is one of the most enjoyable superhero films I've seen in a long time.
Whoa, there's a rave. Kristen?
Wow, I can't believe it. I fully agree with Rafer on this one, which never happens. I enjoyed pretty much every minute of it, except for the last half-hour final fight sequence, which seems to be in every comic book movie now, the fight sequence that goes on too long.
Wait, you're surprised there's a fight sequence in a comic book movie? What planet are you from?
But overall, it was such good fun. It opens with visually spectacular tragedy, and then it just continues on with all sorts of craziness and fun from there on.
I was not a fan of any of the X-Men movies, but I did think that character, Wolverine, had a huge amount of potential. I'm glad they picked it to exploit. They did a good job. Is there more Wolverines to come, do you think?
There's a hint at that. If you stay after the closing credits, and if you are a Wolverine or X-Men fan, definitely stay after the closing credits. You'll see a hint of something that might be coming next.
Oh, that's nice. Good suggestion there from Kristen Meinzer. This, of course, is the time of the year when you get the really infantile comedies coming out of Hollywood. The to-do list. Let's listen.
Please welcome to the stage president of Mathletes, as well as our own self-published magazine, Women with a Y, valedictorian Brandi Clark.
Get off the stage, virgin!
Teen sex comedy. Kristen?
Absolutely. And I love a good sex comedy. I think they're always tapping into our own insecurities, our own sense of fun. But so many of them are headed by men, and it's great to see one led by a really funny, smart woman. Women's pleasure getting attention, women's fun, women's insecurities. And I just had so much
fun. More conversations
fun doing...
I have to have with my daughters. Thanks a lot.
Your daughters are going to love this as soon as they can go into a rated R movie.
What do you think?
Well, we should say this is Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation as Brandi Clark. And she's really funny. She's awkward. She's endearing. It's a character she knows how to play well. I disagree with Kristen. I thought this was a fake feminist comedy. I think this is a lot of raunchy, gross-out humor with just some sort of lip service to feminism. But I don't think it works. I think it's really demeaning, degrading, unfunny. And I hated this movie. I hated
it. Split decision there. All right. On the last one, is this guy running on empty?
They saw you having lunch with her, taking her hand.
Oh, what crap. Who told you that? I know who. It was that vacuous troublemaker, Lydia. Am I right?
Were you?
It had to be Lydia because I was having a business lunch with Amy at the Four Seasons.
Did you take her hand?
Are you nuts? You think if I was having an affair, I'd be crazy enough to have it in public at the Four Seasons?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you drink at lunch.
New York, lots of dialogue. Got to be Woody Allen. What do you think?
Reprehensible people acting reprehensibly, and I hated every minute of it.
Absolute masterpiece. Social commentary from Woody Allen for one of the first times in years. Loved it.
Blue Jasmine is the film. Kristen and Rafer are our movie critics. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, film critic for Newsday, culture producer for The Takeaway. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.